How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
All right. Is voice disguise wrong?
Yeah.
Ready to you.
She sounds like an electric guitar.
Good morning. Hey, Mandy?
Yeah.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. Burt Show Mandy joins us because she is in a bit of a predicament here, and she's not exactly sure how to handle it.
All right.
Now, that's your introduction.
Okay. Do you want the 30
second? No, give us the goods. Get it all.
Yeah. Why don't
you set 30 seconds as a goal for yourself, and then you'll probably wrap it up in about 3 minutes. It'll be fine.
Okay. Anyway, I'm married. Been married 10 years and have a child.
And I work for a
large company. And there's a guy that works in another market for our company that I just thought was really cute, kind of admired him from afar. And then at a company conference a couple weeks ago, I had some liquid courage and struck up a conversation with him. And we talked for several hours and got along really well, just, you know, talking about TV, movies, and work, and just, you know, basic stuff, nothing big. So, and then I called his room when I got back to my room because I was pretty out of control as far as being intoxicated or whatever. So I just called and kind of told him that, you know, I think I made a wrong impression of who I really am, and I felt really bad and I was embarrassed. And he was really sweet about it and said, you know, no big deal. You're fine. We think you're really cool, and, you know, don't worry about it. You know, everything that was said in this room will stay here. Don't worry about a thing. So the next morning, we were in the same meeting because our bosses report to the same guy, and I couldn't even look at him. I was still embarrassed because there were a bunch of us in his hotel room.
Why are you embarrassed did you apologize?
What'd you do?
Well, we were just got to talking about sex.
You were talking about sex?
Yeah.
All right.
Talking about it. But there was a bunch of people in there.
But nothing happened physically?
Nothing happened that night at all.
So, and when you apologized, you were still drunk?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think those are the funniest or sometimes most irritating apologies when somebody's, look, man, I am so...
Yeah. You don't understand.
Yeah.
Is that the only thing that happened between you and dude? Okay.
No,
all right.
No.
Let's go.
So the next morning, I was still embarrassed, so I couldn't even look at him. And, you know, he spoke to me, and I was just, like, looking at the floor and said hi and went on. And then later that night, we had another company party, and I ran into him in the hallway. And then I was like, you know, I'm kind of sorry I didn't really talk to you today. I'm just still trying to get past last night and all this stuff. So he still, you know, reassured me everything was fine and, you know, no big deal. Forget about it. Had a group hug, you know, went on. Then he proceeds to get really drunk that night. And we danced and just had a really good time and all this stuff. So then he said everybody was going back to his room and come on up. So I went up there with him. Well, nobody was showing up. The two of us. And
are you sober at this point?
I am.
Okay.
And that's one part that bugs me because I was sober and totally knew what I was getting into. But, We kissed for a little bit, and then his roommate came in, thank God. But he was really persistent about taking it further.
Mm-hmm.
It just was really bugging me. And
you know why that is, don't you?
Do what?
You know why that is, don't you? Because he's a guy, and you appeared to be easy.
I know.
And you're up in his hotel room. Right. And
you had just talked obviously explicitly about sex the night before.
And you guys were alone.
And I cut it off. I was like, you guys are not going to shut up about this. So I'm leaving.
Okay, but now let's take it from his perspective. Now you're up in his...
I know, and that's why I called. I was like, that's not me. But he obviously still...
Let me tell you what happens when a guy gets a phone. No matter what you say, if a guy's out in a hotel room, like on a road trip or whatever, and a woman who's been talking about sex with him all night calls his hotel room, no matter what she says, he hears, God, she wants me can't get enough of me.
Right.
And then when you show up to his hotel room, and it's only the two of you, and you're surprised by that, yet you still don't leave, he's thinking, all right, this is going somewhere.
And car's gone, time in.
And then you start kissing on him, and then you wonder, oh, my, why does he want to take it further?
Yeah. You didn't. What do you mean you didn't kiss him?
I didn't initiate it.
But you still kissed him.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it out. Go ahead. So you guys kiss.
Okay. And his roommate showed up, and I didn't want to make it obvious something was going on. So I talked to him for a minute, and then I bolted. And so the next day at lunch, you know, I saw him again, and I sat at his table and was talking to some other people, and he would not even look at me. I mean, totally blew me off. And so then I'm feeling completely foolish, and I kind of, what I'm struggling with here is not whether or not to tell my husband. I'm not telling my husband this is not going to happen again, but I want to call and say, you know, I want an apology.
Why? Well, first of all, you're married.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think that's an important key to the story.
So is he. Yeah.
And he's married.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't understand why your ego is so bruised and now you demand an apology from him when you shouldn't have been doing anything that you did in the first place.
Yeah, this relationship's not going anywhere, right? This is it.
No.
So why don't you just let it go?
I need to, but I don't know. I can't get past it.
So your question, being a new cheater, your question is...
I'm not up to this.
Your question is there a rule of etiquette? Like, once this occurs, does he owe you an explanation or an apology?
Yeah.
Well... Yeah.
You know you're going to get beat up here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, first 404, of all,
see, I don't
404-741-1005.
See,
I don't think she's going to get beat up.
I think it goes further with what Bert and Jeff were trying to say. Like, for, I mean, from his perspective, you talk about sex explicitly one night. The next night, you go up to his room and you're kissing him. Then you cut it off. I mean, what purpose does he have to strike up more conversation with you? Because obviously, you're not going to follow through on what he thought you started initiating.
Mm-hmm.
So do you honestly expect him to apologize to you? Because what does he have to apologize for? To me?
For trying to talk me into something neither one of us.
Oh, you're a grown woman. Come on now.
Yeah, but I feel like because I have my wits about me, that I prevented something a lot worse from happening.
I still don't understand why he owes you an apology. I mean, you were doing the kissing also.
But I was also saying a lot of no's.
You know? But you still made out with him.
You're not 15. I mean, this
I
is not
a 15 again. It
well,
was
that's
weird.
That's your problem. The thing is, you're a grown woman. He kisses you. You kiss him back. I mean, this stupid thing about he started it. No, I started it. No, you kissed. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And you wanted to go further, but because you had your wits about you, you didn't. But I'm with Bert. Why does he have to apologize?
Yeah,
for
I say let it go. I mean, no harm, no foul here. Just go.
What does your husband think you should do?
Hey, Mandy, I'm going to put you on hold, right?
Okay.
Because I can't put two people on the voice disguiser at the same time. So hold on one sec. I'll take a couple calls and I'll come back to you, all right?
Okay.
But I expect if I have to make a prediction here, you're going to get beat up pretty badly.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Hi, Liz. You're on All the Hits Q100.
This poor woman is absolutely starving for attention. Mm-hmm. She's pathetic. It looks like she's so bored with her life that she needs to stir up some attention for herself and make other people miserable like herself.
It just makes absolutely no sense to me. I feel disrespected because of the way you talked to me and treated me, even though I just screwed around on my husband and you screwed around on your wife.
I think
it's
different levels of disrespect.
Well, I think it's the complex issue. I think her and Jen both are hitting it on talking about her need for attention, her guilt or whatever, and she's doing that female lukewarm thing where I'm not going to commit to the affair, but I'm not going to not try. So, and then I'm going to do a little bit. So I'm not going to, you know, make a decision one way or the other. And then when it doesn't go the way I want it to, then I'm going to blame the other person for it because it's his fault.
Right.
That, you know, and no, I mean, she put herself in that situation and the issues surround her and her husband, not her and this guy.
Good morning, Journey.
Yes.
What a great name.
Thank you.
You're on all the hits, Q100.
All right, thank you. I think she's a big idiot. I really do. Because, first of all, okay, she's sitting there saying that she, you know, was interested in this guy. She got the nerve to finally talk to him. Talk to him for what if she wasn't going to go all the way?
What?
You know, she had second thought or second or doubts about it after it started getting into it because her husband and her kids or whatever started flashing in her head and stuff. So I think she's a big idiot. And this is how men or whatever, or women, some women who do like guys or whatever, they don't want to take that chance with some women or whatever because of women like her. She's just an idiot.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Todd, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Come on. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, she owes her husband an apology. I mean, she's the one that committed adultery first in her heart, and then she went through it with the kissing. So she owes her husband an apology. I don't see why she expects the guy to apologize. I mean, she's totally crazy.
All right, let me get Mandy back on. Hey, Mandy.
Yeah.
I told you you're going to get beat up here. It doesn't make any sense to me why you need things to conclude okay with this guy.
I think Jen hit the nail on the head. I think that if we just kind of just got it out in the open between the two of us and just said, you know, bring some closure to it, then I can just forget about it.
But you should be able to forget about it anyway.
What's bothering me, Bert?
What do you mean the two of us? You and who?
Guy.
You and your coworker.
I don't think that the coworker, you should ever speak to him ever again.
Okay.
I think you drop him like a bad habit, and you sit down and have a heart-to-heart with your husband and let him know what's going on. I don't think that this is a bad enough situation that he would leave you, but I think that it brings up that there's trouble in your marriage. If you are getting excited by some random coworker at a convention, you can't be away from your husband for 2 days without, like, getting too wasted, talking about sex and kissing somebody else, then there's issues in your marriage you guys need to uncover. And do it now before it turns into a full-on affair
with
somebody else. Because listen to yourself. You're talking about we've gotten it out in the open and we need closure. You sound like it's a relationship.
No.
It's
not.
Yeah, he was just looking at tapping.
He was just at a convention, he was going to get lucky, and he didn't get lucky.
I don't condone his behavior either, because you said he was married. I mean, I'm not saying that he needs to have the green light or whatever. Just drop him like a bad habit, because it was a bad mistake. Drop that, but you need to be honest in your marriage, because if your husband ever found out without you coming to him first and confessing it, then your marriage is over.
Yeah, what's the old cliche that you go outside of your marriage to find things that you're not finding in it?
Right.
And you're putting too much importance on this man.
I mean,
you're putting too much importance on this man. It is feelings that about your husband that is bothering you, not feelings about this guy.
Right.
And again, turn the tables. If your husband came to you and said, well, first of all, she kissed me, but I kissed her for about 5 minutes, and I just need closure on this, so that's why I keep contacting her. I don't think you would be very happy about that.
You're right.
And I know you're laughing about it, but this is serious.
We're just trying to be like a circle of girlfriends over a glass of wine, telling you what to do.
I can't talk about it to anybody.
Giving you a little tough love.
No.
All right.
I'm more self-loathe.
Fix the marriage, though. Jen is right. This will happen again if you don't fix the marriage.
You're right.
Or you'll go and you'll find this guy again.
No.
You sure you don't want to call this guy back and make sure everything's okay just to find him one more time? And then maybe continue this relationship?
No.
See?
I did leave him
alone. I think Jen's right. You got to let this go.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Crazy.
I don't understand how people have gotten to the point now where it's okay. I don't know. I mean, the whole issue should be the fact I had an affair.
See, I think in a lot of people's minds right there that I think a lot of people would say, she just kissed him. It's not an affair.
Absolutely. I don't
care. I think
some
people would say that she made a grave mistake, but I don't think, I wouldn't consider it an affair. Absolutely, it's adultery, but an affair to me is having feelings and emotions for a person in an ongoing relationship behind your partner's back. Like, to me, that's the definition of affair.
Well, this is really kind of what she's doing, though.
Yes, I mean, I think an affair is worse. It's hard to qualify the two because it's both horrible, but I think an affair would be much more devastating for a marriage.
The Bert Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos,
When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We're venting about these, you know, low-carb Atkins freaks, you know, the people who preach, you know, they'll get, you know, the 2-pound steak, but they won't touch a potato because, you know, whatever. And then they try to push that on everybody else.
Right.
And then that expanded into the freakish vegetarians who do the same
very
thing.
Very mean vegetarians.
Mean, angry vegetarians. You know why they're angry? Because they don't eat meat.
They're hungry.
I'd be angry, too, if the only thing I had was broccoli.
Right.
So then Melissa started venting about the people who assume that it's okay to force booze on her because she, you know, with her bad kidney, she's only allowed to have about a drink and a half a month.
Yeah, and I mean, not I shouldn't even have that. I think the thing that frustrates me, being a former drinker, is that if somebody, and, you know, I have a medical condition, but there are people that choose not to drink because they don't want to drink, and that should be okay. And I think that when I go out and socialize with my friends, even there are some of my friends who give me a hard time about not drinking, and I just think it's incredibly rude for people to associate drinking with how fun a person is and can be.
Hey, Jessica, share with us your story of socially acceptable blatant rudeness.
Rudeness is when you are pregnant and just because you are, people feel that they can come and rub your stomach.
Oh,
man.
I haven't experienced that yet, but that is so true.
Just, oh, look at the babies in there. Put both the hands on the stomach.
Yes, and it's so annoying. Don't touch me.
I don't get, like, I think I'm going to have a problem with this, but, like, you know how you have a baby that's, you know, in the stroller or whatever, and you're walking through, you know, whatever mall you're walking through,
mm-hmm.
and there's, you know, you're, the baby's being pushed in the stroller, and strangers come up and go, oh, look at the baby, and stick their dirty old paws
right
in the stroller. Like, yeah. You know what? Like, the baby's going to grab onto that finger, and you know the hand's going to end up in the baby's mouth.
Yeah.
That's nasty. Thanks for the call, Jessica.
Okay.
We used to always get it when Ryan and I dated for probably 5.5 years before we even got engaged, almost 7 when we got married. So before we got engaged, it was, when are you going to get married? When are you going to get married?
Totally.
Why aren't you guys getting married?
Amanda's 100% with you on that.
Yeah, that's the one that drives me crazy. My boyfriend and I have been together lived together 3.5 years, and never fails. We sit down to eat dinner or we go out with friends and they're like, so when are you getting married? I'm sitting there going, okay, we both firmly believe in not screwing up a good thing. Back off.
Right.
And it always turns into some huge, well, you know, you want to have kids and blah, blah, blah. And you're sitting there going, no, we don't. We're perfectly happy with what we've got going on. Leave us alone.
Right. You know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, it always turns into a big ordeal. I'm sitting there going, what business is it of yours?
Right. Bert has made this comment several times because people are never satisfied. If you're dating, they want you to get married. If you're married, they want you to have one kid. If you got one kid, they want you to have two. And in my case, once you're broken up, people are pressuring me on when I'm going to have sex again. Everybody wants you to do something different than what you're doing.
Hey, Sherry, you can relate to the kid thing?
Oh, for sure. We have two beautiful daughters. They're both healthy. They're both wonderful people, and we have people constantly going, you got to have a son. When are you going to try for the boy?
Right.
When are you going to try for the boy? Like it's a holy grail or something. Hate it.
Like if you don't have one, your life won't ever be fulfilled.
Oh, I know. I'll be so incomplete.
Right.
Anyways, thanks.
Thanks for the call, Sherry.
Thank you.
Hey, Maria.
Hi, I have another pregnancy one.
Yeah, that's the running theme here is pregnant people.
It is. When you're pregnant, everybody all of a sudden thinks they can make jokes about how fat you are.
Really?
Oh, no.
I haven't seen you in a while. Look how fat you are. Look how lean you are.
Oh, no.
No.
And always constantly making fun of everything you eat. Oh, there she is eating again.
Oh, see, that's not right. But I'll be sure to do that to Jen when she gets pregnant.
Right. Oh, look at her. She's obviously eating for two. Hey, thanks for the call, Maria.
Sure.
JR, you're up.
Hey, man. The gym rat.
Yeah.
The muscle heads at the gym.
Yeah.
Who's always trying to get you into the gym.
Yeah.
And I had one guy come out and tell me, you really need to hit the gym. Like, I don't know that.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we talked about the Atkins diet, you know, and people who are really, once they get into a routine, which is diet or exercise, and they're really disciplined, and then they get obsessed with it, it becomes overboard. And I agree with you. There's some people I've known that are just in the gym all the time, and it kind of makes you uncomfortable after a while.
Christy, taking us back to the pregnant people.
Hey, I've got one. When you're pregnant, no matter how pregnant you are, and people say, oh my gosh, you look like you're about to bust.
And you're like, hello, I'm only 5 months long.
And then, see, then the opposite side of that with Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
My pet peeve is making comments to people that are a little bit on the thin side, saying, oh my God, you need to eat. You're so skinny, you make me sick.
I would say producer Tracy would probably chime in on that one.
Yeah,
everybody's
is this Michelle?
Always telling her she's too skinny.
Or is this Tracy with a handkerchief over the phone because they can't recognize her voice?
You know, it's absolutely not acceptable to make fun of someone to their face because they're overweight or a little bit large. But, you know, it's okay to say, oh, you're just too skinny. You need to eat. And I would like to turn around and say, you know what? Your hips are getting on my nerves. Could you do something about that?
Right.
All right. But it's not acceptable to say it.
Yeah.
That's great. Your hips are getting on my nerves. God, I gotta be really honest with you. That spare tire of yours is bugging the hell out of me. Hey, Phyllis.
I know Melissa can relate to this.
Okay.
But why is it when you tell somebody you're a lesbian, they immediately think that it's okay to discuss your sex life?
Agreed. And that, I mean, I think that's, I'm feeling that a lot more lately than I have before. But yeah, I think for some reason they're fascinated by my personal life.
What do you do?
What do two women do together? It's like, okay, well, what do you and your wife do in bed?
Exactly.
Like, yeah, exactly. That's true. It's rude to ask anyone who is gay what they do in bed.
Hey, Phyllis, thank you so much for the call.
Maybe it may be fascinating. Just don't ask about it.
Yeah, because then you have to give up your every little detail of what you do.
Well, you gay people should put out brochures. Like, you should put up booths at fairs and stuff. And
you know what?
The
only person that needs my brochure on what to do is somebody I'm going to sleep with so they know what they're doing. You don't need my brochure. You know what I mean?
There's the bitterness coming out. She ain't got nobody to sleep
with. It's almost Valentine's Day. I haven't had sleep since Super Bowl. People force me to try to drink. I'm mad.
The Burt Show.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Mary, you know, what, please?
Yeah, this is she. Who's this?
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. My name is Jacob. I'm with Celery. I want to see our...
Hi. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm calling you regarding your wireless phone.
Uh-huh.
Just want to let you know that is a customer service that we...
Actually, you know what? I'm really not interested in... Is this a promotion?
No, not at all. It's about your wireless phone service with us.
Okay.
I just want to let you know that we offer like a fraud protection, you know, kind of monitors phones in case they get stolen or misused. That happens a lot in the wireless phone industry. So we've been monitoring your phone, and we saw some unusual activity. And I don't know how it happened, but your particular case came up on my computer two or three times. So I just want to talk to you about it real quick. We noticed repeated phone calls to one number. I guess this number is a boyfriend of yours, because what we did is we listened to a few of the conversations. So apparently this is like an ex-boyfriend of yours, a guy named Glenn or something.
You know what? I'm really confused here. I don't understand. Like, that's a little bit more information than... What's your name?
Are you you're talking to a guy named Glenn, right? You used to date him for like a year and a half. And then you guys broke up just before the holidays, and you obviously want to get back together with him. You know, am I right? I just want to explain to you, like, I'm listening to the conversations that you have with him, and...
I'm about to freak out. I don't understand. I want to ask my lawyer if he could be a third party on this, because I don't understand how legal this is, because you have more information, it seems, than... You should have.
We were flagging the calls because there were so many of them to one number. And then, like I said, it just came up on my computer a couple of times, so I started listening in. And he is so disrespectful to you.
Oh, my God.
Oftentimes, after he talks to you, he calls another girl that he appears to be dating.
Wait a minute. By law, you're not allowed to do this.
Well, I mean, the laws are gray. You know, I'm in the fraud department, so I've got a lot of leeway.
You're in the fraud department? Are you a supervisor? Because if not, I want to speak to one.
I know you find some comfort in talking to your sister. Is that Melanie?
Wow.
Is that your sister?
Yeah, but okay. I don't know where the fraud comes in, because I'm starting to get real angry over here.
I just, you know, you talk to your sister, Melanie, about, you know, the situation, and just so you know, often after you and her talk, she will call someone else, and I mean, at times, she's almost making fun of you.
You know what? You better stop right there, because I'm about to call the police.
Do you have a history of dating guys, like, that you know are no good for you?
Oh, my God. This is so none of your business. Oh, my God. You should be listening in for, like, terrorist people. You should not be listening to me and my boy problems, because this is absolutely ridiculous.
You know, I just want to give you a heads up that your mom...
A heads up?
Your mom's...
I don't want... Oh, my God. No. You are so breaking the law, and I am so going to see you in court.
Your mom is very concerned because she sees a pattern.
I don't care. Oh, my God. I don't want to hear this.
All right. Now, let me ask you a question. Can I ask you one more question? I've only known you over the phone for about 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Okay.
Oh, my God. You're so going to jail. You are so... I am canceling. Oh, my God. Well, just so you know, I'm canceling my Venus Hour account.
May I ask you a question?
If you don't ask me, you're already going to hear this whole story without I tell it to somebody else, so go ahead. Maybe one of your friends are listening.
You and Glenn obviously broke up in December. Did you feel, when you did the drunk dialing phone sex thing, did you feel...
Oh, yeah, you know what? I'm not answering that question.
Okay.
I plead the fifth. You are totally invading my life, and I'm so... Oh, my God, I'm so taking you to court right now, because you're going to jail, mister. You are going to jail. You are so done. You are so done. You don't even know. You don't even know!
Can I tell you one other thing? You don't know who I am.
No, but I'm going to find out who you are.
Right.
And my Venus Hour account, I want canceled right now. Can you do that, or can you transfer me over to the Secret Service?
I don't work for Venus Hour. I work for a radio station in Atlanta that your sister listens to, and she wanted me to phone scam you. The name of the radio station is All the Hits Q100. You're on the radio right now in Atlanta.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm going to kick her ass.
We will scam you.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.